What are we made of? Why do I get sick? How can I live a more balanced whole life? These are just a few of the questions explored each week by naturopath, medical intuitive, and clairvoyant Dr. Rita Louise on Just Energy Radio. Explore your possibilities every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us at JustEnergyRadio.com.
When you flashed, I saw what looked like a figure standing in the hall.
Okay, this is Scream Team. We're ready for EVP sweep.
That is weird. These cameras don't do this.
Water supposedly will come off and on in various rooms.
Sun our EMF meter started this going haywire.
You're listening to the number one source for paranormal evidence brought to you firsthand by real investigators in the field. No hoaxes, no disinformation. You're listening to The Ghost Project.
I found myself face to face with someone or something that was attempting to play with my psyche as well as my physical being.
How sure are you of that?
I'm 100% sure of that.
I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal. Ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
Here's what happened. We were trying to get a hold of Dave. And we couldn't get a hold of him.
So we checked the email.
Thank God. really quick, Dave emailed just 6:30 p.m. as a matter of fact. He emailed our time and said unfortunately, I have to cancel the night. He has an emergency. He got an emergency call regarding a close friend of his who's at the hospital right now. Okay, so...
And I don't blame him.
Sticking by our thing of always saying family and friends come first, Dave, we'll hope the best for you, brother. That's the number one thing here. He did say, please give my apologies to all, especially the listeners. We'll get him back on. We'll definitely get him back on for sure. But luckily we checked our email, and he wants to reschedule and stuff like that. So sorry about that, guys. Dave says he's sorry, but hey, that's way more important than than doing our little radio show here. Take care of your family and friends, number one thing. I know one of us would cancel out in a second if that happened to us too.
Yep.
So that's what we do here. So what we're gonna do basically then to lighten things up a little bit.
Open line.
We're gonna open the line up, I guess. We'll try that.
I'm
always scared of the call-in stuff. That stuff always freaks me out.
Let's talk about
yelled at by somebody.
Well, let's talk about until somebody calls in.
I get yelled at all the time.
You get yelled at.
Shut your hole, Bonnie.
You do not.
I get yelled at by Scott all the time on the show.
That's true.
What were you going to say?
Kidding?
You also get pulled out of channel.
Yeah, I do. But, do you want to give them the number?
Do we have it?
Yeah, don't pull her out.
Let me give the number, then pull me out.
Do you have the number, Bonnie?
Yeah, if they want to call, the number is 201-793-9022.
Yeah.
When asked for the conference code, it is 799-5098, followed by the pound sign.
I think, yeah, and then if you want to talk to us, you have to raise your hand.
So you press 1-1.
No, you don't.
You don't.
And push *9.
*9, that's a new one.
This is a new system here, as you can see what we're looking at.
Yeah, I see the different screens.
*9, raise hand.
They haven't told us how much it's going to be yet.
Yeah.
That's always nice.
So, yeah, we'll have to see what you're getting charged for that now, too. Yeah, but...
See, now don't you wish you had worked on those EVPs earlier?
You know what? Wow, I got you. If that isn't the biggest I told you so I heard all week. Well, let me go. You know what I can do here with the wonders of technology, Bonnie.
You don't have to, Scott.
No, I can actually pull them down here.
Actually, right. You have EVP. Do it right now. It's from whispers. It's the growling and stuff.
Oh,
don't use them all. And Kenny Biddle said to tell Scott and Doug that he loves them. Not that he loves me. That he loves you too.
Okay.
Huh.
Well, we love Kenny Biddle.
Yeah, Kenny's the man. Wonderful guy.
Absolutely.
We saw, as a matter of fact, we saw a squirrel. No, this is ironic. Amber and I were leaving a record store yesterday, and this squirrel was sitting in front of my car. I'm like, that squirrel's trying to break into my car. And Amber's like, we got to call Kenny. That was just yesterday. As
Kenny
a matter of
the
fact.
Squirrel Slayer.
Yeah. So,
I don't know.
What the heck happened?
We
what I would like
tell
to
people
do.
To call and then have a broken phone line.
Yeah, something. Well, wow, this is. Go ahead, Doug.
I got
to fill time here because I got.
What I would like
here.
To do.
Yeah.
Is use some of this time because we've got some time here.
I can't do my favorite quotes of the year on the show, Doug. I can't.
Why not?
One of them, I think you could, but nobody would understand it. But all the rest are, yeah, that they wouldn't. Those are definitely MySpace things.
I heard about this.
What?
The favorite quotes of the year thing.
Is that up? Did you blog
it
already?
No, it's not up yet. I'm going to do it tonight.
Oh. Do you remember them all?
I remember a lot of them. And that scares me. Actually, there is one I can do because it's from like a 10 or a 12-year-old boy. And Okay. I'm just going to explain it because Sean, for my birthday, started my collection of Living Dead dolls. Have you seen them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I love them. For Christmas, I got the Captain Spaulding Living Dead doll.
Okay.
So I was showing him the dolls that I have, and then a little later on, he was sitting there just staring at me as if I was, as if I had two heads or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, "You think I'm weird, don't you, Peter?" And he goes, "No! You have a collection of dead Barbie dolls." And that made my favorite quote list because I love smart-ass comments from kids.
Excellent.
I love it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, all right. So we got Kenny out of the way. We got that out of the way.
What I would like to do with the time,
yeah,
because we have time,
this thing's totally froze up right now, so
well,
we have to wait
I'm
for it.
Calling right
no,
now.
No, no, it's froze up. The whole panel's froze up. It's broken.
That's great.
So, what
I don't hear anything on
What did you want to do, Doug?
What I'd like to do is I'd like to talk about some constructive, not necessarily criticism, because I don't have any projects in mind.
Yeah.
But I'd like to, it is
it's
working.
Right.
It's just we can't.
I'm gonna reconnect up to it. Guys, whoever's trying to call in, just hang tight. We'll fix it in a second, all right? Go ahead, Doug.
Let's talk about constructive comments and hints and tips and tricks and stuff like that on how to do your podcast or your DVD or your pilot or your what have you. Mm-hmm. You know, things, the do's and don'ts kind of stuff.
Don't ask me because I suck. Whoa.
Just don't mind me, guys.
I can't give constructive comments because, well, I'm just here to
They're
be
not
smart
just cutting remarks. Yeah.
That is my sole purpose.
Yeah, your DVD sucks.
That's my only, that's my only purpose on the show is to be a
if you're
chronic
thinking of
smart
doing,
aleck. And, that's all I have to say. So I can't offer advice. You, however, can because you're, like, serious and I'm not.
I'm diplomatic.
You are.
Sure.
I am not.
I try to.
I
guess.
Am.
That's true.
I am very much a Scorpio in every sense of the word. And if it pops into my head, it flies out of my mouth.
Wow.
So most people really don't want to ask me for my opinion unless they really want the truth.
Well, if you remove yourself from being a Scorpio for one
I can't.
Oh.
Doug, we're one in the same. If I had to do a critique on this show, I'd tell you to get rid of me. That's
Here's
all
some
saying.
Constructive criticism for you.
All I can say is the show is great, but that chick did nothing. Oh my God, get rid of her.
No, okay. Here's some things that we've learned along the way. Okay.
Okay.
We change up Ghostly Talk once every year and a half or so. We change up something. Right?
Yeah.
Don't we? And I like that. I think that's important. We experiment with it. These are do's. You know, change it up a bit every now and then. Experiment. Try something new. For example, this talking to people who don't always just toe the company line, let's say.
Mm.
Oh, well, that sounded awesome.
Why did we get two beeps?
Oh, really? It's okay, I have to fix that part.
In our headset.
Okay, yeah. I can fix that.
Oh, okay.
You keep you acting like... You have to turn the hand raising on, too.
Yeah, I'm going to have to fix all this stuff. Hang on.
All right, you do
okay,
that.
Okay, you keep talking.
We've done that. Uh-huh. We've changed out music. We went to an all-independent music format. We...
I know. The listeners can't hear this.
Oh, but we can. That's awesome. Yeah. We've also changed out people... I'm just waiting for the axe to fall on my neck.
No.
Scott told me
Wait
I was going to get...
I'm working on it. Hang on.
Oh.
Scott told me I was going to get fired after I got the logo tattooed on my leg. He was like, yeah, we don't want you on the show anymore.
Now that you have the Ghostly Talk logo on your leg, you're gone.
All right. I think I fixed the phone line.
Do you know how hard it was to
Good
talk
I know,
over
I'm
that
really
going
sorry.
On in that
Yeah, okay.
We're growing as we speak.
In more ways than one. My hip's huge.
Well, no, we...
What about topic?
Well, you mentioned there was a couple things that came up. You mentioned that there was people that had been switched on and off over the years. Didn't work out. Deal with it.
I remember, I will mention,
okay, and I know there's somebody wanting to talk, hang out for one second.
Okay.
When we did lose somebody a couple of years ago, we took more crap for that.
Oh, we did.
We took a beating for that.
I took a whole load out there, and you know what, get
as mad as you want. You don't know what was going on in the background. You don't know what we were dealing with. We were doing the best we could to make the situation work. It was an amicable decision between both parties. We took so much abuse for that to the point where both of us were like, this is how we get treated by people by doing the show. Is it really worth taking this kind of crap, right? So, fine. Now it's out.
I was the bad guy for it, just so you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. You can go pounding for that, right? It's what happens, though. Like any type of collaborative effort, sometimes things just don't work out for people down the road. Right? Nothing personal. It just happens, right? That's just my point with that. Now, you guys go ahead.
But that's not what
I've been
talking.
Screaming and yelling this whole show. So
I know, but that's
more.
Not what we were talking about.
I didn't mean it in a bad way.
I wanted hints and tips for improving your podcast.
Well, maybe we got somebody on the phone.
It's Kenny.
Is it Kenny?
It's Mr. Biddle.
I'm sorry. We're going to get back to this because I want to talk about this.
Okay.
This is really cool.
Good.
I hope he can.
Yeah.
Kenny,
are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, my God.
Yay!
Hey, guys.
It froze up for some reason. Sorry about that, man. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Excellent. Hey, Kenny, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys. How you guys doing?
I needed you yesterday when we were at the record store. We had to kill a squirrel.
I'd be better if you had said that you loved me, too, but you just said that you loved Scott and Doug.
Bonnie, it's always implied that I love you.
Sometimes I need to hear it, okay?
Well, I love you, Bonnie.
I love you too, Kenny.
You need to write a book on your squirrel episode. I'm telling you, Kenny, because I remember when you told us the story of the squirrel battle. It was just pure poetry, I have to say.
Now,
for the listening audience, people out there, this gentleman on the line is Kenny Biddle from Pyra. Fantastic ghost hunting group, fantastic researcher in the field is Kenny
and
here.
He self-publishes
his books. He's an author and self-publishes all of his books. We have all of them here.
And he's got a firm chest.
And he's got a very firm chest. He's got a
tight bun.
And...
I would know.
He's a fantastic person all around, but he's out there doing this stuff, getting his ideas out on his own, which is kind of the motif of this whole show, what we've been talking about. And it's great to have you on, Kenny, because you kind of just drive that point home with us again, is that, you know, you can do this stuff on your own. You don't have to have people backing you. You don't have to have agents. You can do things on your own. Right, Kenny?
Right. You don't need anybody but yourself. I mean, as long as you have the drive and you have some common sense, which...
These days,
it's really not that common anymore. but I mean, if you got a good head on your shoulders, you don't need anybody. You can do it all yourself.
I need help then. I have no common sense and a really bad head on my shoulders.
we'll have to get you an agent.
Yeah, we have to get you an agent. You need an agent, Kenny. What's going on with you? What's been new? We haven't talked in a while.
Not much, man. I've been hanging back because of the holidays and stuff. I haven't really done much, but. Now that the New Year's here, I'm going to start getting back into it. And actually, I've been working on another book, a local ghost story book.
Those are my favorite. Those, by the way, are among my favorite books. When I went to Gettysburg, of course, I looked for books. When I went to Connecticut, I looked for local ghost story books. When I was in Washington, D.C., I found a book on local ghost stories. When I was in, before we went to Arkansas, I sort of took from the Ghostly Talk Library a book on ghosts of the Ozarks. The local regional kinds of ghost story books written by local authors, those are like, if they're not the top, they're number two in my favorite kinds of books to read because it's Kenny, this is really interesting. It doesn't seem to be like it has more of the local diner flair than the let's go to get a cafe cappuccino frocalaca mote whatever from the place that's in every single city in the entire world whose initials are SB. So it has a local diner kind of flair, and I really, really enjoy that. And one of the things that that we've done on trips, even, Bonnie, is we've gone on the few occasions that
I
we've gone...
I was hoping until you said my name.
Yeah, I noticed.
That's how good I am.
On
the
few
show.
Occasions
we don't
that we've
need your
gone...
channel then, do we?
Take
no,
me
we
off.
Do, because I have to ask her something.
Let me go.
On some of the trips that were, we actually were going to finally go, you know, eat.
Mm-hmm. Shut up. We eat all the time. There ain't a one of us starving.
I was going to
say. What are you talking about? That's well, all we do when we go out.
I know.
That's true.
There ain't a one of us starving.
Oh, yeah. Next? Well, for 2007 or 2006.
Shut up and give me your point.
Wasn't there a quote from
Nathan
Scudover?
Yes.
Yeah.
Eating is good. We should eat every day. Yes.
Boy, thank you, Nathan,
that
for that
one
bit of insight.
We waited way too long to have breakfast. That one
I know,
day.
It was like 5 p.m. But we... Anyway, one of the things that I do is I try and find, you know, local diners, local little places rather than the big place, you know, but...
And
for
we
some
found
reason,
some doozies. Oh,
we did find some doozies, I have to agree. But that's what I like. I like the local flair. I like the, you know, the mom-and-pop diner kind of feeling as opposed to the SB... coffee shop kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Well,
I've always liked my favorite restaurant is right here in town. It's Telly's right there on Van Dyke.
Right.
And it's just, it's been there for like before any of us were born. Then it's got crust on the walls from before that, right?
Right.
But I just was there. I went there the other night by myself.
Yeah.
And just had my book and I had a salad.
And did they judge?
Absolutely not.
There you go.
They love me there. They love me there.
For the record, Malt is Shake's exotic cousin.
Did you get that too, Kenny?
Oh, boy.
And all of the above reasons are
happens.
Why your book is going to be a resounding success.
Well, the local books and regional books, I think they're nice to go to an area. Like, you guys travel a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Not
but, like, I mean, we...
Our therapists
and my wife,
say too much, but whatever.
And so, some of my team, I mean, we've... started doing that, you know. This past year, we saw you guys at a lot of conferences, and it's nice to get in town, a new place, and the first thing I do is go to the bookstore and find the local section.
Yeah.
Because not only do you get the local ghost stories, but you get the local history. You find out what's going on and all the neat and odd things that go on in town.
Mm-hmm.
So I love them kind of books.
No, they are, and that, like you said, that local flair is always a great thing. You know, there. I hate to quote it again.
Oh, do it. Just
let's
do
it. Let
Tony,
me must have
Tony,
something.
No, Tony Soprano.
Oh,
said
it. Don't take him out of channel.
Tony Soprano said that everything in America looks the same nowadays. And there are, but there are these pockets.
God, there's like 800 channels on cable.
And they're all the same.
You know,
they're
like just one.
Shut up, Kenny.
Thank you, Kenny.
I'm just saying that this local flair thing, I mean, that's what it's all about, though. You can go to any you know any Denny's or whatever. I'll
I just
Denny's,
like
okay.
The obsessive overuse of the word flair for
flair.
This.
Flair.
I really love it.
Flair.
So yeah,
she's got flair.
I like the I like the local
office.
Flair guys.
You need 13 pieces of flair. Okay?
If you don't have 13 pieces of flair, then you're not keeping up with.
So Kenny, what else are you working on? Yes,
well,
let's
see. I got the local book going, and I've actually started gathering more research for either a second Orbs of Dust book, mm-hmm. or just put it into a one big expanded edition, because I have enough material actually to double the size.
Oh, then I think it should be called Orbs or Dust. Instead
okay.
of just Orbs or Dust.
God, you are a jerk-off sometimes.
What? No! Bigger
Kenny,
and better!
Kenny, eat them up. He's all yours.
Bigger and what? Better.
No, you...
Are you guys like... what are you taking, a lesson from Sean and, like, drinking during the show?
No.
No, but I just had 3 pounds of chocolate.
Yeah, he's, like, off the walls right
3 hours.
So, no, you're looking to revise that book, though. You have a lot more material, so you're going to revise
it? I have a lot more, and just ideas. Like, over the last year or so, like, every time I've seen, like, a TV show, which... there's like they're a dime a dozen anymore.
Yeah.
And seen like a documentary or read a book that something just sparked an idea, I usually jotted it down, and I have a stack of papers and like pieces of paper that I just rip off edges of napkins where I just wrote an idea down.
Mm-hmm.
And there's tons of stuff up there that I have to get through and research and make sure I have all my information correct and then lay it all out.
So,
but yeah, I got enough for another book.
Wow, man. Because I mean, you guys okay? Yeah. You all right before we go further?
Back in channel.
Both back in channel.
I think
now.
I'm better now.
I'm better.
Well, Kenny, like I said before, and this is kind of topical that you're here with us tonight too, because you know this has been the last hour talking with the Ghost Hunters Incorporated folks and stuff. I mean, there was a lot of talk about skepticism and things like that. And you're one of those people out there too that really is like, that is not a ghost, that's dust. I mean, you're one of them very direct vocal people.
And people do need to hear this. People do need to hear it. I personally like to be a little more diplomatic. Yeah. But
Doug, you like to point me out. Because every conference I've been to with you, there's at least one time when I hear somebody comes up to you with a photograph and says, oh, what do you think of this? And I see you look around and say, oh, you know what? You should talk to Kenny. And then you dart off out of the way.
Great.
And I'm stuck with somebody, and I have to give them the bad news.
Yes.
That's good like that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. I act as one big director. I'm a director.
Director.
I will direct you there. And you there, and I'll knock that out.
Stand over.
Do not hit the microphone.
No, I am on solid sugar right now.
No, that has to be. I mean, again, it's just very topical. I think Kenny, you're one of them outspoken people out there that we've talked at great length about these things, and I know there's been a few people who have had their feathers ruffled by you as a result of your opinions, which I think
I did, but I enjoyed it.
But it has to be said, though.
That's a whole different topic.
Yeah,
funny.
It has to be said, though, Kenny. I think sometimes it does.
I agree.
Here we go again.
Did I make Doug spit Diet Pepsi?
No.
Did I?
No, but
I'm going to pull my channel again, Kenny.
It was close.
All right, just pull it out, man. Right. Pull the plug on them.
Anything else on the horizon for you, Kenny? Because I really think I got to put these guys on break right now. I got one more break left in the arsenal, and I got to dump them, dude. They're going nuts.
I'm sorry. I really missed the show.
Nothing else. I mean, I have those two projects, and that takes a lot of my time. So
good.
We'll see. I mean,
we're gonna probably
this is a new year.
Yeah, we'll be seeing you, I'm sure, on the road sometime, and we always keep in contact too. So,
yes,
yeah,
definitely.
Tell your family we said Happy New Year. I'm taking us to break. I am.
Thank you. He is the director.
I am the director. Right now. Kenny, actually, Kenny, hang on the line. Don't leave us. Guys, this is Ghostly Talk. I am Scott Allen.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right
back. No more chocolate.
Yeah, exactly.
I keep shaking this ball, and all I get is the number 8. Where's the snow? I told my psychic I wanted to know if I was going to win the lottery, and she asked me for the numbers. The death card keeps showing up in this deck. Maybe I should get a reflector on my scooter. I keep dreaming about frogs leaping into my bed. This book says I'm just horny. Having a bad day at the Wheel of Fortune? KarmaCast has answers. Check out KarmaCast.com for show listings and times. KarmaCast.com is a division of Mayhem Media.
Hi, this is Luke.
And this is Tobin from Quest Research.
Hey, Tobin, what do you get when four guys with absolutely no video experience whatsoever decide to produce their own online paranormal TV show?
I don't know what, but wait, I do know. Ghost Diaries, right?
That's right.
You can check us out and get involved at www.questresearch.net. And good thing about being new is that we will only get better.
We'll be right back. the teeth out of you! Come on, kid!
Listen to Darker Side of the Moon Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Visit our website at darkersideradio.com.
From horror movies to the paranormal, we cover it all.
It's a spooky, weird, and zany kind of show.
With your hosts,
Laura Moon
and Becky Ray.
Don't miss it.
Ghostly Talk.
I'm better.
Yes, this is the party machine known as Ghostly Talk. Yeah.
Hint number one. Don't do a half hour like that last one.
Oh, come on. That was entertaining.
Don't
it's definitely a way to shoot out of the opening gates of 2009.
Don't eat 50 little sticks of chocolate. And
oh, you guys are cool. No.
That was fun.
Thanks for dropping in, Kenny. You're the man.
Yeah.
Kenny's a really great guy.
Love you, Kenny.
Love him to death. Looking forward to hanging out with him getting down the road. Well, before we talked to Kenny, though, we were getting on something about, some pointers,
because we've been doing this for so long.
But we're not consultants. Let's just make this a very... We got a little bit more experience. We might be able to help a couple people out with this thing independently, right? So, yeah, right. Doug, it's all you.
I like changing it up every now and then.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's something to be refreshing and interesting, and it gives, because I find the music of Ghostly Talk, the bump ins and bump outs and all that kind of stuff, to be it helps set the pace.
Well, yeah, and that's what you. I mean, when you're doing a show like this, and that's something, we've talked about, over the years and stuff. You know, when we first started the show, if you remember, it was like something like, God, I think we actually just took a drum beat. And recorded it, and it's like boom, 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 and we sampled in some crap,
right?
And then that was it, right? And we've had, over the years, we've just kind of gotten better, and thank God for independent bands, because everything you're hearing on here are bands, from my band to a lot of other bands that have just been nice enough to let us use their tunes for liner stuff like the bump ins, bump outs, for full songs during the breaks, for our intro music. Scott Kern, he actually wrote he's written two Ghostly Talk theme songs for us.
Yes, we love you, Scott Kern.
And talked to him not this week, as a matter of fact, via email. So,
well, he wrote three, but wasn't there the
but I actually one? I actually replied to it though.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? So yeah, I talked to him, but he's written.
Is that unheard?
What's
the
that?
First the second one that he wrote?
Oh, the tune? Well, you mean this?
Or is that
the
is song? This one is a version of that.
Are you referring to the song he sent?
The first one was the Scooby-Doo sounding song.
Yeah, I have that filed, and it's going to be getting put in the rotation. But I don't know if it's been heard or not.
The Scooby-Doo sounding one was the very... we used that for like 2 years.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
But then there was a rewrite of it. I thought it was fantastic.
There were a couple things
that you said, well, we need this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah.
And did he just completely rewrite it or do this, what we hear now?
I don't remember what exactly went down. I know
it had a jazzy.
We asked for a couple of changes, and Scott was more than happy to do it for us.
Yeah,
it was just kind of, but it was a collaborative thing. I mean, he did the writing and the recording.
Oh, he did the whole thing.
What we actually talked about doing. Here's some trivia. What we actually talked about doing was we're going to have Scott come up here, right? And we were going to have Scott come in with us with MFPS, because that's when MFPS was still, we were still an active band, and we were going to have him come with us, and we were going to write a song together.
Right.
And record it.
Did
but
you
never got around to it.
Speaking of Scott Kern, did you get his announcement in your email?
I did.
Which announcement was that? Because,
is it a record release party?
For Jethro Easy Fields. His band, yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
Which is incredible.
Well, he sent us all the stuff. He sent us all their music. We're going to be using his stuff down the road also.
Oh, excellent.
We played Jethro Easy Fields on the show before. Great band. Check them out. Yeah, so Scott's one of those people that, you know, as far as the art of this show is concerned, and for pointers and stuff like that, all you got to do is that people have asked us this before. Well, how do you get these? Contact them. One of the positives of Satan's website is you can contact a lot of people. You can get stuff out there. And I send out bulletins or whatever saying, hey, look, you know, if you want us to use your music, just send us, you know, your permission where we can get it and we can use it for the show. We get a lot of people nowadays that send stuff to us, though, too. You know, it's going, hey, heard about your thing from a friend and, you know, the word's out. That's really cool. Here's one of our songs. Check it out. You have our permission to use it. You'll want to get their permission to use it, though. That's the number one thing.
Yeah.
We've never had an issue with it in the past, ever.
But did have one where a band member didn't know that another band member submitted it.
Oh, yeah. There was some confusion.
Yeah, there was some confusion.
But it worked out fine.
From what I remember, he said, wow, thank you so much for giving us some play, some airtime. You know?
So, no, but I always require, you know, not because we're like, oh, we have to send it to our lawyers or something like that. I just go, can you just send me an email saying, you know, it's cool to use our music, you know, here's our band and stuff like that. It's all I ask from people. And I just keep the emails, you know, and say it's cool. Nothing, no money's exchanged, nothing like that at all. It's just to help these guys.
Independent people with other independent people. And,
exactly.
I think it's working great.
Yeah, you know, and that's
It's really... Mm-hmm. Gotten, you know, we've gotten more exposed to independent music.
A lot of these bands, you know, they're into the paranormal, too. These guys are like, oh, yeah, man, you know, it helps us out. It can help you out, too, if you have your own show, right? It just helps you get more exposure yourself, and it helps these bands out. And we've gotten some really I've gotten into some really killer bands as a result of Ghostly Talk. These people submitted their stuff. I'm like, God, this band's amazing. These guys are great, you know. Let me buy that album. Let me find some way to get that album. Let me do something for it, right? So that's a big plus with that. That's how you align your show. Just doing it that way. Grassroots, just do it that way. Contact the people. You got to get out there and do it. They're not going to come to you at first.
Right.
Nobody knows. You got to let them know, right? It's just that simple. So that's the line, like you were mentioning. That's, you know, that's kind of how it's done. You know, I don't know any other way really to do it, but besides just contacting people, it's pretty simple actually. You know, now as far
what about content? I mean, because you know we here at Ghostly Talk have experimented with content over the years.
Well, we're experimenting tonight,
and
we're very experimental.
That's true.
Content nowadays. This goes back to...
I mean, we started out, it was a show about ghosts, ghost hunting, and the paranormal, right?
Yeah.
And pretty much it still is. There are things I think that it's all pretty much interrelated anyway. That's one of the things that 7 years has done for me is pretty much cement the idea that it's
all related.
And, but the... You know, still, it's still about ghost hunting and paranormal at the core. Mm-hmm. We've branched out a little bit into the independent media.
We had some fun tonight with Michael Graves. Michael Graves was nice enough to come on the show tonight. And look, I'm sorry, you know, it was offered to us.
Yeah.
And we took it.
And we took it, you know.
And we're not
it was really,
ashamed.
And I think we had a really great time talking to him. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I know I did.
And you know when I go see, you know that even though I don't, typically go see horror films.
Mm-hmm.
The After Dark series of films, 8 Films to Die For, the second one, I mean, that was so incredibly highly rated, the first round of that. And I actually have the DVD set.
Doug?
Yeah, I have it. It's in
have
one of my boxes.
Have you opened it?
No. That I haven't done. But I do possess it. I do have it.
When it comes to content, though.
I know. I'm going to go see Perkins 14.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with
probably not on January 9th, but, you know, soon, whenever it comes to Detroit. Because isn't that the kind that travels the country, or does it open in theaters everywhere all the time?
I'm not sure how they do that now.
Because the last one, I think, was in different cities at different
dates. Traveled
different
around the country.
Yeah. I'll have to look up this series of the After Dark series, but it'll be interesting.
When it comes to content, though, and this is something that we talked about at great length, Doug, concerning the show. Nowadays, I think, just from where we're standing at, and I think it's a good practice for other shows to get into, you want to look for the people that have the most interesting things to say. This ties right in with this whole night, you know, with our conversation with the GHI guys and gal. You want to, I think, you know, go...
Well, let's put it.
It depends on what your motivations are, I guess.
It's not as easy to get on Ghostly Talk as it used to be.
No, it isn't. We're still pretty easy to work
we're
with.
We're still very easy to work with. But yeah. What we want, though, is we want an idea. Yeah. We want something that you're doing that's interesting to us and to others. Yeah. And if what you send us is your a list of the shows that you've been on, or a list of the media that you've done, or the list of the,
we had a talk about this a while ago, though.
Less than what we want. We want ghost hunting stories. We want a ghost story here and there.
Yeah.
We want a theory that you might have.
And this isn't just for ghost hunting. This is for all the stuff under the paranormal.
Right.
I mean, I want to really tread into this year as far as content's concerned. We're going to try to be cutting into some new things here and talk about some weird, interesting things. You know, a lot more UFO stuff, for one thing. I really want to talk to a lot more UFO people, which is something I hope we can make.
It might be a veto, you know. That's not Bonnie's favorite topic.
As a matter of fact, she just fell asleep. And watch chat.
Oh, there we go. All right.
Well, but
however, you know, last year I did my UFO thing. Mm-hmm. I did the same thing. I'm interested in different topics in the paranormal.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago I did Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Well, I went.
Wow. I bet you Tom Biscardi's like to talk to you.
Last year I did Muscle.
All you gotta do is
wondered what you were doing.
All you gotta do is get a Bigfoot costume.
There's a lot of noise coming.
Get
from
a Bigfoot
room.
Costume and just bend it over in front of you, dude. Send it to Tom Biscardi. He'll have it up on the website.
Oh, I know, I know. $2 million.
Yeah, there you go. We'll be rich.
Fly me out to San Jose for a press conference. But no, the 2 years ago, I went on a Bigfoot hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I thought that would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
got no takers, but I did. I did go Bigfoot hunting with a bunch of 20-something-year-olds. Not not good for a... I was, 39 at the time or something? And I was exhausted. But the... and then last year, last summer I went to Roswell.
Yeah.
Right? I wanted to look more into UFO stuff. And then somehow, toward the end of the year, it just totally worked out that the director of Michigan MUFON...
Mm-hmm.
Came on the show and was at the Michigan Paranormal
Mr.
Conference.
Mr. Konkoleski, yep.
Wow, I mean, it just totally worked into the, that's another one of them things that happen when you do paranormal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, so this year I don't know exactly yet. I know I want to get more into the mysticism, the right now it seems mental mediumship is the big thing, Your deceased uncle loves you. Well, how the heck do you know?
He's a bastard. You don't know anything.
Yeah. Nobody liked him. He was a drunk. I mean, mental mediumship is the big thing, totally unproven, totally unprovable, unless they tell you, where is the hidden will or something, or the key to the chest that contains the gold or, that hardly ever happens. But anyway, I want to see physical mediumship. That's what I want to do. I want to see it. I want to experience it. I want it to happen to me.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to people doing shows, though, like I said, putting this information out to people, again, it comes down to what's going to interest you? Because if it's going to interest you, and you're going to have a good conversation with this person, and you have a listening audience out there that's listening to you guys have this conversation, if you're with somebody that, it's not really your thing, it's just not going to be that much fun.
Right.
I mean, everybody we have on this show, it's something that we're, it's a topic or something, or person or whoever, that we're really interested in, right? And that's what drives...
At least one of us is interested in pretty much every, because there are some times we have, when we have dream people on. I'm just totally out. I don't know. But you have a dream for every day of the week. and you're totally into it. What does this mean? Or this is what it meant me.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And so you get into that stuff. When we get into the ARE, the Association for Research and Enlightenment stuff.
Mm.
Totally my stuff. Mm. Ooh. Edgar Cayce, ooh, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm there. So we have different widely varying things.
But it all works together, though. We all
somehow it all melds together.
Yeah.
But
do what just do what.
Again, I have heard shows mm-hmm. where it was apparent that one or the other person, the guest or the host or hosts, just were not interested in whatever they were talking about.
I mean, that's fine if that's what you want to do. I just think
it just gets so
yeah.
you know,
the main
point,
I think, is just why are you doing it again?
Yeah.
Are you doing it because you're hoping you get picked up by some big broadcasting company that's going to push you out to millions of people? Are you doing it because, you know, this is something new? I mean,
well,
I know
at this point you could buy XM.
Well, I know,
I mean, XM is down to pennies
but
a
I know,
share.
I'll tell you, Doug, when we first started doing this show, though, I know I had an interest in doing radio.
Right.
I had no training in it whatsoever.
Right.
But I thought, I actually had this idea. This is before Windsor Public Radio. It was CJAM, I think.
Yeah.
CJAM? 95.1.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, they have people. I listened to the shows on there, and they were god-awful. They were hilarious, right? But these kids were doing it, though.
Yeah.
They suck, but they were doing it. And that's why I was like, well, I can do that. I can do that, right? And I had a phone number, and this is one of those things I just was, like, afraid to call, right? But I had this interest in doing radio. Well, everybody knows the story about us, how we met up and did all that stuff.
Right.
And it was an opportunity. Just an opportunity calls, you know, hey, Destiny, it's the one for me. So that's how that worked out, right? But it was because we had interest in the paranormal and we had interest in doing radio. Just our own radio. Not, you know, we talked to the people that said, well, you got to get a transmitter, you got to get a dish. And I'm like, where the hell are we going to put a dish at? You know? Can we just use this cable line thing, that, you know, that this wonder of technology?
Everybody has,
right? But it's that's the point, is because we did it because we want to do it, and we're still doing it because we want to do it.
Right.
That's what it's all about, I think. And I think the content will come along with that. I know for us, the big thing now, like we said, is just good people to talk to, interesting people to talk to, honest people to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. It's got to this point now. I don't care about the pilots anymore. I don't care about you. You know, everybody's got their show too. That's great. Okay, but it can't be a focal point for a conversation. What are you working on? What are you working on? What is it that you're doing? The media stuff's wonderful. I think, Doug, we got a couple of I thought we lost our channel. We've gotten emails from people. Well, I've done this, I've done that, I've done this. I'm much more diplomatic than I used to be.
Right.
Like, it's great that you're doing all this, but what is exactly that you want to talk about?
Right.
We can't talk about, you know, you're traveling from conference to conference. Like, well, that's what we talk about here.
Yeah, sorry, we fill that spot.
That's our stuff, right? Well, you know, what are you working on? That's what it's all about, and that's what's going to make, I think, stuff move forward in this field.
Right.
If we're stuck talking about our media appearances, it's just going to stay there, right? It's just going to stay there, I think. Now, if we're stuck, not stuck, but if we're talking about forward-thinking ideas, which I think that's why I got into this field initially, is because it was a forward-thinking field.
And that's what I like about things, even though there is controversy, but like, is it Dave Schumacher of Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
right? Him and his bunch built this amazing thing. I forgot its name. It's like Echo or some really cool sounding name.
Yeah.
It's a little robot guy kind of thing that you send in, mm-hmm. and it will sit there and it will monitor and measure all kinds of different scientific measurements in an environment, and you can send it into a supposedly non-haunted location and a supposedly haunted location, and then compare the difference and see if you have an anomalous area or anomalous readings. Phenomenal idea, especially since measuring the environment through temperature, through EMF detectors, through listening for radio waves in that environment, through all the stuff that people are doing, is not a proven indicator of whether there's a ghost there.
Mm-hmm.
Still not a proven indicator. You could get all the EMF spikes in the world, and you still can't say that's because of a ghost.
Exactly.
But at least they've got this gizmo that will measure a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you can maybe correlate a whole bunch of different things and look at it scientifically at that point. And I have to applaud that. That's phenomenal forward thinking.
Statistics is, I've been saying this for a while.
I don't know if a ghost did it, but I'm really happy that somebody's measuring as much information as they are measuring.
I don't think kids should be getting taught so much like elementary mathematics. Well, they should be getting the basics in the school now, but they should be getting statistics training.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is mathematics in motion right there. That's how you learn. That's how you make decisions. That's how you solve problems, right? And that's what you're talking about right there is pure statistics. We have all this information. We pull it together and see if there's any patterns.
Right.
That's awesome. I mean, I have to
see if there's any patterns or anomalies, and I applaud that thinking. Yeah. That's forward thinking. Who knows? Maybe one of these scientific instruments makes a measure, or maybe two or more of them combined makes these measurements. Some kind of cross triangulation of
causes
something, and then you go, whoa. I wonder if that was a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Send that thing into every haunted location you can possibly find and see if it crosses in that same way in every haunted location, but not, you know, at Aunt Matilda's house.
If the planets align somehow, and that's what I keep... Matilda.
Yeah.
I have Matilda. All right, so...
yeah, that's what
apparently Matilda sounds like me.
That's... Okay.
She smoked 87 packs a day. Yeah.
No. I am Matilda. Okay, but yeah, it's like totally the end of the show.
I know.
Go. But I think, you know, okay, this has been not a long 3 hours and like boring 3 hours, but
it's been a
marathon of a show, even without Dave. And again, we wish Dave the best with his friend. He's going to be back. He'll be back. Sorry about that. And Dave says he's sorry too, but that's okay. Family's always
thank good. You. Thank you, Ken Biddle. Thank you, Greg, Dana, and Nick of Ghost Hunters Incorporated. And thank you, Michael Graves of, formerly of The Misfits, now michaelgraves.net.
Yeah, Michael Graves doing all kinds of stuff.
He's doing all kinds of stuff, including January 9th, After Dark Films, 8 Films to Die For. He's in Perkins 14. Watch for that.
Mm-hmm. Go for yourself, people. I think that's what this whole show was about, is... Don't do it for somebody else. Do it for yourself.
Man. Yeah.
That's what it's all about. All right. Till next week, this has been Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doc.
And I'm Bonnie.
See you guys later.
Ghostly Talk!
You have been listening to Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Radio. The Ghostly Talk audio program is distributed for free under the Open Content License. Please share with all your friends and support independent media.